It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. An eastern Iowa county is one of the first in the nation to welcome driverless cars. Last week, Johnson County supervisors said they want the county to be on the forefront of research into autonomous vehicles, so they're allowing them on county streets. The cities of Coralville, Iowa City, and North Liberty are expected to follow with their own resolutions. Now, we don't know exactly when completely driverless vehicles will roll down the streets here in Iowa, but this hour, we want to explore the future of driving, how our vehicles will be transformed in the near future. And we'll start off by having you come along with me on a test drive. Daniel McGeehee, Director of Human Factors and the Vehicle Research Safety Lab at the University of Iowa's Public Policy Center, stopped by to pick me up yesterday in a semi-autonomous vehicle. Okay, I'm here with Dan McGeehee, and this is a Ford Explorer. It looks like a brand new one, Dan, and this is our semi-autonomous vehicle that we're going to test ride today. You've driven it before. You're going to drive it first, and then I think I'll be able to give it a shot. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, but first let's walk around and have you clue us into some of the features that are not on our conventional cars today.
Well, many of these vehicles have different kinds of special camera systems that use image processing and machine vision to locate cars ahead, and also radar and sometimes scanning LiDAR. This particular vehicle, we're going to be using the scanning systems and the camera system when we drive today.
Looking at it outwardly, a nice bright cherry red Ford Explorer, new. Outwardly, I don't see anything different.
We have side sensors here, and then right behind the rearview mirror, we have a special camera, which you wouldn't really notice anything different about this vehicle. And that's what's really special, is that these technologies operate quite transparently relative to a regular car.
Okay. I think you're going to go in the driver's seat first of all.
Yes.
Let's take it for a ride.
Okay.
Okay, we're now inside. Dan, I'm in the passenger seat. You're just fastened your seatbelt in the driver's seat there. I'm looking at the dash. Doesn't look all that different, but maybe you can point out some things.
What we have here is, doesn't look much different than any vehicle that has a lot of these new technologies. We have a GPS navigation system that's standard in this vehicle. One of the things that's a little different that you can sort of look at on the left side, just to the left of the speedometer, is that we have a little car icon that has some road delineators on the side of it, and that's what we're going to be using when we start doing some lane tracking and lane assist. So what we're going to do first is we're going to demonstrate the automated parallel parking feature first.
This is one of everybody's worst sort of challenges when we drive, especially if we go back to high school driver's ed, the feared parallel parking. This car can do it all by itself?
Yes, this car has sensors where you just pull up and push a button and it parks itself completely.
Okay. This I want to see. Let's do it.
Now we just have to go hunt for a parking spot.
Okay, driving up north on Clinton Street in Iowa City. Actually toward the old Capitol. So let's see if we can find a parking spot.
I see one.
Okay.
So we're going to press a button here on the dashboard that says I want to park. Then it shows on the screen that it's scanning that spot right there.
So we pulled up alongside, as you would normally if you were manually parking the parallel parking the car, and I see on your screen that the car now knows what we want to do, and it's kind of felt outside to
right.
See what's there?
Just to see if we have enough space. Now I'm going to shift it into reverse, and you'll see a screen, but now I don't have my hands on the steering wheel at all.
Your hands are off. Oh my gosh, it is actually as if a ghost was driving the car. And it is, unlike me, Dan, this car, this automation is going to get it the first time. Impressive, impressive, impressive.
So this is a good example of what the kind of technology we can get today in production. And this has actually been out by several different manufacturers for a couple of years now.
I'm wondering, because it takes some skill to parallel park, does this make us a long-term a dumber driver? Because we will forget those skills, won't we?
It's really a great question, because I'm wondering myself. Our daughter just finished driver's education, and parallel parking for her generation is really something that's not going to happen, because her next vehicle, when she's old enough to get a new car, will probably have this kind of a feature standard. Young people don't want to have to learn how to parallel park. It's something that's stressful for all of us. But here, we just demonstrated that it just, in a matter of seconds, the vehicle took control and parked itself.
Okay, we're parked. Now what do we want to do?
Yep, so now we're going to go out into some other traffic and demonstrate the lane assist feature and adaptive cruise control.
Okay, so at this point, you've taken control of the car. It's driving like a normal car. It had parked itself, but now you're driving it. Your hands are back on the steering wheel. I guess you have to get used to that, because it's kind of creepy to see a car move around. You're sitting there in the driver's seat. Your hands are off the wheel, and the steering wheel is turning and navigating the car. That takes some getting used to, I would think.
It certainly does. The first time you parallel park in a vehicle that does this by itself, you swear that the front end of the car is going to hit the car ahead of you. And then as you sort of ease into it, these vehicles right now, this level of technology, you still have to control the throttle and the braking. It won't do that. But Volvo has a system right now that you can just literally press a button and it does everything. It controls the speed and the braking as well.
So on that scale, that spectrum of semi-autonomous to completely driverless vehicles, what type of vehicle is this, and how many stages are there at this point?
Well, this is what we refer to as a level 2 automated vehicle, and that's where the driver is still fully in control. And it essentially is assisting the driver to stay in the lane. So if you happen to drift in the lane, it will gently correct your lane position. If you're in a following relationship with a vehicle ahead and they tend to brake really hard and you don't respond quick enough, it will begin to brake for you. So the driver is still completely in control. There's just some systems here that will help the driver out. And these are really critical in terms of crash reduction. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety is following these technologies very closely and have found some very significant reductions in crashes.
Now, I'm thinking of some situations where you might want to have sort of evasive maneuvers, speed up quickly, brake more quickly than the car might think was proper. Can you still do that, or does it prevent you from doing things like that?
Well, it will prevent you from tailgating, for instance. It will not let you tailgate a person once you're set with the adaptive cruise control feature that this vehicle has, which tends to reduce some stress in spouses driving. They tend to think that their spouse might be a little bit of a tailgater. And so this system essentially won't let you do that.
Okay, we're in a left turning lane. Driving on, turning left onto Riverside Drive in Iowa City.
So what we're going to do is we're going to head out to the highway, and we're going to then put on our cruise control, our adaptive cruise control, which will essentially lock onto the car ahead once we get into the open road.
So you mentioned cruise control. So this, it would be wrong to say this is the first semi-autonomous car that people have been in, most people have been in, because cruise control is a form of semi-autonomy, right?
Right. I mean, in 1958, the Chrysler Imperial was the first vehicle that had conventional cruise control, and that's been on most of our cars for a long time. Adaptive cruise control actually went into production in the late 90s in Europe and Japan, and then made it to the U.S. in the early 2000s on some high-end vehicles. And so it's been around for a little while, but the auto brake feature is something that's getting more and more common, and that's where the vehicle will brake by itself if there is an obstacle or a vehicle ahead that's braking and you're not.
Can we rely on technology to do automatic braking more than humans? Does it do it reliably?
Well, we have to remember that, you know, we as human drivers are not that good. 35,000 of us die every year on the U.S. roads alone. 1.3 million people die a year worldwide in roadway crashes, pedestrians and automobiles. So it's a significant public health problem. So we're not good at it already. And we know that machines are good at some of these things that are much better than we are.
So a truck just drove in front of you, kind of cut you off. Not really, though. Did the car respond there, or was that you?
No, that was me. We're gonna go up to speed here in a little bit. We're on a new road here where they haven't, or I should say that the paint is not very good for the camera systems to kind of see what's happening. There we go. Now we have the lane system. If you look over here on the left of the speedometer, you can see a green line and that we're in the center of the lane. So I'll begin to drift and the car will just very gently correct itself. And it'll say, keep your hands on the wheel.
Is that what it said with that beep, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. So the cameras are relying on the dashes down the middle of the road, also the side. The paint on the road is key to having this car function in the way you're describing.
Yes, absolutely. And so I think that's one of the things that cities are really going to have to keep up on as we get more and more of these vehicles. I mean, it's a good idea to have good paint so we can see the lane markings at any time, but especially for camera-based systems, they really like to see good contrast.
So we have a red light coming up. Would it recognize the change of a light from green to red?
The newer systems coming out in the next year or two will recognize traffic light state as well as speed limit signs. So there are some systems in Europe that will read the speed limit. So here it's, let's say, 35 miles an hour. The camera recognizes that speed limit sign, and you can tell it, I'm going to just go the speed limit, and it will not go past 35 miles an hour.
If you've just joined us, you're on Along for a Ride, as I'm with Dan McGeehee, director of the Vehicle Research Safety Lab at the University of Iowa. We're trying out a semi-autonomous, this is a Ford Explorer with semi-autonomous technology that Dan's been describing. And Johnson County is quite special in the country because we're really at the forefront of trying this new types of technology out, which we'll hear about in the next few minutes.
So what I'm going to do is I'll pull over here, mm-hmm. and we'll have you park, Ben, and then I'll just show you the button that you're going to press.
Okay, very good. Okay, now we're switching drivers. I'm going to trust this technology. Dan, you're going to go in the passenger seat, and I'm here in the driver's seat. Let's see what happens.
Now, are you nervous about this, Ben?
Well, from what I hear, we're going to do a parallel park, and I'm going to be somewhat in control of the car, but not completely in control of the car. So I'm nervous. Yes, I'm nervous. Imagine the public relations disaster if I crash your semi autonomous car, Dan. You don't know what you got yourself into. We're not going to do that. Okay, I'm going to turn on the parking assist button now. Screen is changing. It's searching for a parking space on the right. Now, do I go forward at this point, or do I have to wait for a cue?
You're going to pull forward.
Okay. I'm going to pull forward slowly here between these two cars. Okay, I've got a green check mark. It says it wants me to pull a little bit forward. Okay. And shopped. Now it says remove hands from the steering wheel. Oh boy, here it goes. Shift to reverse and slowly go backwards. So my hands are off the steering wheel and I'm going to go slowly back. Ooh, there goes the steering wheel. It just spun around. The invisible man is on the steering wheel. Okay, it's putting me perfectly in this. Oh, what does that beeping mean?
It just means that you're getting close.
Okay, good. That's still okay. Okay, there we go. Wow. My high school driver's ed teacher would have given me an A for that.
Excellent job.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure.